Have you ever been there juggling multiple projects, thinking you were crushing it only to realize you're spreading yourself too thin? Thinner than a dollar store pancake. Welcome to Unlock Meaning, the podcast that empowers you to live a purposeful life. I'm your host, David Brulman, and I'm thrilled to have you here, ready to embark on this incredible journey. Each week, I'll share tips and lessons learned from my experiences as a believer, scientist, and humanitarian. We'll explore how to live with passion and make an impact, and more. Join me in conversations with inspiring people who have transformed the world by daring to chase big dreams. Thank you for tuning in. Let's unlock meaning in our lives and make every moment count. Hey friends, I've got some big news. I am wrapping up the journey of Unlock Meaning. Yes, I quit this channel. Wow, did I catch you off guard? I'm gonna explain you why I'm making this bold move and how I came to this conclusion. You know, every ending is but a new beginning in disguise. And I'll walk you through the whys, the whats, and the exciting new adventures that lie ahead. So let's rewind a bit to the moment it all hit me like a ton of bricks. Have you ever been there juggling multiple projects, thinking you were crushing it only to realize you're spreading yourself too thin? Thinner than a dollar store pancake. I quit and it paid off. How changing my mindset allowed me to succeed. We discussed the mindset shift needed for success. The kind that makes you dance on the edge of your comfort zone. You know, God gives us dreams, right? Sometimes they are massive. Dreams that scare us. But they force us to trust in something greater than ourselves. And in my own maze of tasks, I found a revelation. It's not about doing more. It's about doing what truly matters. In other words, less is more. And this is what's so hard for me because I tend to do so many things thinking that I am having an impact. Warren Buffett became one of the most successful investors focusing on a few businesses he understands. He said, for every 100 great opportunities that are brought to me, I say no 99 times. So I realized that I needed to identify and prioritize my big three goals. I needed to do less things. So that's why now I have just three goals every year. Just three, that's it. Because I'm heeding Jim Collins' advice. He said, if you have more than five priorities, you have none. And I found the sweet spot to be three. It's challenging enough while being manageable at the same time. And we all know that the one who chases too many rabbits catches none. So every year, usually in December, I take a day or two to go to a hotel, just lock myself into a room, into a beautiful room, and I reflect on the year, on all my wins, on all the things that did not go so well. And then I look ahead next year, the next 3 years usually. And what I'm using is the Be Your Future Self concept. So why am I quitting this great channel? It has grown over the years. I have reached more than 1,000 followers, which is amazing. It transformed lives. And thank you so much for your feedback. I received comments. I received emails. I received even letters. Thank you so much. And it has changed lives all over the world. And you know, on top of it, I enjoyed it. But while reflecting at the end of the year, applying the future self concept, I realized that I must be clear about what God has planned for me to accomplish it. And if you want to know more, go back and watch the video, Bringing Your Vision to Life, Tips for Making Your Future Self a Reality, where I go into much more detail. And as the self-help guru and author Napoleon Hill said, whatever the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve. So it's important to be clear on who you want to be in 3 years, in 5 years down the road. So who is my future self? Number one, I am a kingdom-minded, thriving entrepreneur building businesses for transformation. Number two, I am a best-selling author. And number three, I am a thought leader. And so I quit this channel to focus on my big three, which are number one, the business development of a medicine production facility in a developing country. That's a massive undertaking, and I need to be able to focus on that project. Number two, my books. You know, my first book, Single for a Season, which came out, I believe, like 3 years ago now, almost 3 years, yes. It's still selling all around the world, and I'm exploring options to translate it into other languages, including the Cambodian language Khmer. My second book, I have written it, it's edited, it's ready to go. I'm currently negotiating terms with a publisher, and then hopefully later this year, I'll be able to publish my second book. And I have plans to write a third book. So I'm currently figuring out what the topic will be. So in case you want me to write about a specific topic, send me a message. Leave a comment here below. Tell me what you would like to read about. And then the third big three is my thought leadership. And I recently launched a Smart Biotech Scientist podcast, which is a niche podcast for people working in biotech. And what is crazy, within 1 month, I already had 1,000 downloads. So I want to further invest in the development of this podcast for biotech scientists and engineers and help these people thrive. So being clear on my future self helps me eliminate lesser goals that don't take me toward our future selves. I realized that I was spread too thin. I had to chip away good things to be able to focus on the best things. And you know, this channel is a good thing. A lot of good things happen. But I realized that at the moment, it was not the best thing. And it can change in the future. And then I will adapt again. But right now, I have to let go of the good things. And this is so hard for me. It's such a challenge. But I'm doing this because I want to make a 10x leap. So let's talk about the next steps. And I love what Dan Sullivan once said. He said, 10x is easier than 2x. It's intriguing, right? Think about it. 2x keeps you in the past. It keeps you thinking small. But 10x takes you to the future, thinking the impossible, and the impossible will become possible. And in this 10x mindset, your thinking, your ideas, your decision making, they all transform. And it's like what the Apostle Paul said, God is bigger than what we can ask or even imagine. He can do greater things. And the angel told Mary, nothing is impossible to God. And you know, small goals don't spark excitement. So what's your big leap this year? Visualize your 10x jump into 3 years down the road. Where will you be? How will you have improved? And as I step away from Unlock Meaning, know this, it's a time to recharge, rethink and reignite. And this 10x vision of developing a business, of developing my scientific podcast and writing further books and spread my books, this excites me. It's a 10x vision. And you know, the second book is ready to hit the shelves. I mean, I'm so looking forward to that. The podcast is blooming and I'm looking forward to having peak experiences with my friends and family. And here is the truth. A 10x year is all about making a big leap, just like reaching for the moon. A vision so big, it changes the game. Are you ready to make that leap? Let's do this. And finally, why am I quitting this channel is because I want to live a life of significance. Have you ever dreamt of living a life of significance? It's not for the faint-hearted, not at all, because you need courage, discipline, compassion. And I love what basketball coach Wooden said. He had these 7 principles. And he said, it's not about winning games. It's about winning at life. And that's impressive because he was such a successful basketball coach, but life was more important to him than the game. And I want to live a life of meaning and purpose. And now I'm quitting the channel. But here's the good news. And here's your surprise. Yes, I do quit, but for a certain time. And in the meantime, I will upload a few videos here and there to have some updates or some topics, or I can also imagine the closer I get to releasing my second book, I will upload a few videos here and there. And very importantly, I want to thank you for being my loyal fans. It's been a true pleasure. Thank you so, so much. So that's it, my friends. As we close this chapter, envision the applause, not just from others, but from yourself to making the bold decisions. You have been amazing. You have made big leaps. You have applied these principles and your life is going to go to the next level. You're going to live a life of significance. You're going to live a life of purpose and you're going to live a life of meaning. So this is your moment and own it. So your 10x journey starts now. Make this year your masterpiece. And remember, I might be stepping away from my channel, but I'm stepping into a world of full of opportunities. And I can't wait to share my journey with you. So let's make the leap and dive into the great unknown together. Here's to a year of growth, of transformation and 10x leaps. Thank you for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to share it with your friends on social media and leave a review. By doing so, you're helping us reach more people and inspire them to find purpose and meaning in their lives too. We have excellent resources waiting for you on our website, unlockmeaning.com. I look forward to your thoughts, questions, and topic suggestions. Take care and keep unlocking the meaning in your life. See you next time.